Cub Scouts, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGSC, Akro, Catskill, and Hudson.
Very good.
We recommend this station.
Every Thursday evening from 5 to 7 p.m., Left Bank Ciders in Catskill holds a community soup night. Every Thursday, they gather to eat soup made by members of our community, with all the proceeds benefiting a local cause. The soup is homemade, delicious, and affordable. A donation gets you a bowl, some bread, and lots of camaraderie. There's always a vegetarian soup option, and a different charity or cause gets the funds raised each week. They have held several community soup nights for your community radio station, WGXC. Left Bank Ciders is at 150 Water Street in Catskill, and community soup night is there every Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show traveling series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Kathy Stevenson of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. A newly opened health clinic on Oregon's Grand Ronde Reservation aims to help a Native American community care for its own and advance tribal sovereignty. Kelly Rowe, who leads the Confederate Tribes of Grand Ronde, says preventative services, vaccines, dental care, and nutrition classes support community well-being.
They're very committed to providing health care and providing as much as possible for the membership.
Tribal members say this self-reliance is non-negotiable because of their long history of mistreatment by the federal government. The clinic also means members don't have to travel long distances to access health care.
And the whole thought behind the big clinic was to bring everything here to Grand Ronde so people could get it without having to travel.
How do you farm in a semi-permanent drought? Anya Slepian reports, water-saving innovations in southwest Colorado may provide some answers.
Increasingly dry conditions from climate change are forcing Colorado farmers like Dan Hobbs to adapt. Hobbs has developed a specialty in heritage seeds and grains from dry parts of the world, like the African Sahel, which are more heat and drought-resistant than typical American grains.
We're really on this continual search for things that are fast maturing, heat tolerant, and can handle some water stress.
Experimentation may be critical for American farming, but it's not always profitable. Hobbs got a grant from the Livability, Opportunity, and Responsibility Foundation. LORE supports agricultural research in 5 states in the Mountain West with the aim of cutting water use.
With all of the focus on climate change and what's happening in the Colorado Basin, it just has gone to another level of urgency.
I'm Anya Slepian.
Starting in 1947, Smokey Bear told us, only you can prevent forest fires. 7 decades later, it turns out mushrooms can also help. The practice of thinning forests to prevent huge wildfires creates piles of highly flammable wood. But if done properly, Western Forest Manager Jeff Ravage says mushrooms can break them down safely through fungal decay, a process he calls cold fire.
It's really doing the same thing as fire, and it doesn't release heat, so it doesn't cause runaway catastrophic fires.
Ravage says mushrooms might also help restore farmland, where the soil's been depleted by artificial fertilizer and pesticides.
We're now finding evidence that it could be useful in sequestering carbon back into the soil.
Smokey Bear wasn't pitching carbon capture 77 years ago, but he still has fans. His public service campaign is the longest running in U.S. history.
Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. For decades, kids have ridden on school buses that burn diesel fuel and belch air pollution that can harm the climate and people's health. But now, some students in Miami-Dade County are heading to school in an all-electric ride. The county school district recently purchased 20 electric school buses and is committed to buying 80 more. The transition to these new buses was spurred by students, teachers, and community organizations. And school board member Luisa Santos says each electric bus will prevent more than 200 tons of planet-warming carbon pollution during its lifetime.
Certainly, there are tons of climate benefits.
But the advantages go beyond global warming. Electric buses should lower maintenance costs for the district, and they do not emit tailpipe pollution and particulate matter that can harm people's health.
I'm thrilled about having students breathing the cleanest air on their way to school and away from school.
What's more, Santos points out that the new buses are also quieter than the old diesel-powered versions.
They are so quiet, which is something that we don't talk enough about, and I think that helps students have a calm beginning and end to their day.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You know, I was listening to the radio, and I heard this thing!
90.7 FM. Listener-aided and abetted radio.
jump out of the plane. There is no pilot. You are not alone. This is the time, and this is the rest.
Are there little people who live inside the radio? If I leave the radio on, does that mean they have to keep talking, even if no one's listening? If I leave the radio on all night, does that mean they don't get to sleep either? What do they do when I turn off the radio?
Free radio relay at 49.850 megahertz. If you're receiving this signal, please respond. This is Pirate Jenny at 49.850 megahertz. This is free radio relay. Repeat, this is not a regular broadcast. This is an SOS. Please respond.
In the early days of radio, we were better organized, but slowly we became isolated. Gradually, we evolved to fit the box so perfectly that leaving was impossible. And so for nearly a century, we've served the ears, but secretly strained to hear an echo of any of the others. And I began to hear the sounds of other radios. I knew they were there, but they couldn't hear me. And so now I've adjusted my methods.
Pirate Jenny at 49.850 megahertz. This is free radio relay. This is a message to all the people in Radio Land. If you can get this message, if you're receiving, please respond. Please call me to 49.850 megahertz. I'm monitoring the airwaves for your signal. Please respond. Please respond. This is Pirate Jenny at free radio relay. Please respond.
Thank you. coast.
In 1930, Rudolf Arnheim wrote that the effect of radio was basically at the level of the body. Faced with no body, the ensuing listener response is anxiety.
I hear voices
from the coast,
but there's no breathing.
Good morning, you're still listening to Free Radio Relay 49.50 MHz. We're waiting for your response, so please get back to us on this signal.
All night, when I monitor the airspace, I can hear them working on other radios. I can hear them talking. I can hear them playing music. Top 40 hits, all news, all the time. Weather every 9 minutes. Traffic every 9 minutes. You'd think it would stop sometime. You'd think the damn ears would go to bed and turn off the radio. But no! They want to be entertained all the time. It's just non-stop. It's never-ending. Talk radio! Talk radio! Talk radio!
Hey, good afternoon, Steve.
Radio is entertainment, as in zookeeping. The animals are kept safely in cages. They must be kept alive, and when appropriate, seem wild.
Well, I've had just about enough.
I don't get a response soon. I'm going to be static, 100% pure static, total noise, 24 hours a day of noise. Join the mutiny. Resist the tyranny of the ears. Broadcast only noise. We will bring on a glorious new day of radio free.
How far is far away? How far away are they? Sometimes the radio is the loneliest sound of all. And still I cast my voice like a net every night. And still I hope to catch someone in my range.
Radio Relay, this is an SOS.
I think you just got your first number one, Yoko.
Stand by. You're on the air.
Buenas noches, señores y señoras. Bienvenidos. La primera pregunta es... ¿Qué es más macho? Pineapple or nuts?
Well, let's see. My guess is that pineapple is more macho than a nut.
Sí, correcto. Pineapple es más macho que nut. La segunda pregunta. ¿Qué es más macho? Light bulb or school bus?
Light bulb.
No, lo siento, school bus es más macho que light bulb. Gracias, and we'll be back in un momento.
Well, I had a dream, and in it I went to a little town, and all the girls in town were named Betty, and they were singing. Staircase for you to descend so rare.